Third and two. Ball on the Bowling Green 38. Their first chance with the pigskin tonight. Pitch out. Mercer trying to get outside. Can't do it, but then he finds an opening at the 40, the 45. He's loose at midfield. 45 dragged out of bounds at the Salina 40. Making the tackle, Todd Steinbruner, a 6-foot, 150-pound sophomore, and he saved a touchdown.
First big play for the Bobcats. They had third and short, and the pitch went to Mercer. He started wide left, and there wasn't any running room left, so he did a nice job. He just cut it back and made an off-tackle play out of it and went for about 20 yards. Bobcats have first down on the Salina 39-yard line. 8:44 to go in the first quarter.
It almost looked like Bowling Green would mirror Salina's drive and be stopped on the sweep on third down, but Mercer finally said enough of that, and he did it all on his own. A pickup of 23 yards, and it's first and 10 Bobcats from the Salina 39. Hand off to Mercer. Mercer off right tackle. Again, he's in the open. 30, fighting his way down to the 25 and to the 22-yard line before he's finally stacked up on the play, and Mercer is running with a vengeance here early in the going. Alan Eink made the tackle. And it is another Bobcat first down. Bowling Green, typically Bowling Green has not led, and they have not gotten ahead to start the football game. And now they've got a chance to do it. Handoff, fake to the first man through Delaney on a sweep. 25, 20, 15, he's open again to the 10 to the 5, and down to the 4-yard line as he was stopped on the play by number 61, Josh Vogel. And that was a little bit of a tricky play as they faked the line plunge and then went to Delaney around the end. And Bowling Green is just moving that football with ease here in the opening drive, and they're on the gates of the end zone now. They have marked it back to the 7, but nonetheless, another big gainer, 18 yards, and Bowling Green has it first and goal.
This drive started back on the 35-yard line. It's been all on the ground so far for the Bobcats. Carpenter under center for the Bobcats. Double wide receivers out to the right.
They have been mowing them down. Hand off to Mercer around the end, fighting, trying to get down to the goal line. He turned the corner and got to the 2 before he was stopped on the play by number 28, Matt Seifring. And Bowling Green will have it second and goal now. See where they spot the football. Looks like it will be on the 3-yard line, the 2.5-yard line, really.
Not the most generous spot, but second down and 3 on the 3, that'll work.
The only play in this drive that hasn't worked for big yardage was the line plunge on second and 3. Other than that, everything has worked. Now it's another second and 3, second and goal from the 3. Mercer trying to find a hole. He got to the goal line. Did he get over? Bowling Green says yes. The officials haven't committed yet. And it looks like he's going to be just shy, maybe 6 inches at most. Bowling Green thought they'd gotten in. They're going to have 2 more cracks. But I'll tell you, if they don't get in on this play, it is going to be very, very crucial on fourth down. Third and goal from the 1. He'll try to sneak it. He's over for the touchdown.
Bobcats lead. 6:52 to go in the first quarter.
Carpenter sneaks it over from the 1-yard line. And the Bowling Green High Bobcats have themselves a 6-0 lead, and their offense just looks overpowering on that first drive of the game. They looked as overpowering as we're told Salina's offense was going to look, but Bowling Green did it on the ground. The only time they put the ball in the air was on the swing pass on first and 10 on their very first play. Snap, Farragalli holds it for Spittler, and he got it to make it 7-0 Bowling Green, nearing the midway mark of the opening quarter. So a very impressive drive, and the Bobcats lead 7-0.
Well, Greg, the Bobcats have a lead in the playoffs.
They sure do, and they look ever so impressive getting it. That was just one of the best drives we've seen all year long, and very reminiscent of some of the Bowling Green offensive juggernauts in the last few years in the NLL. Long kick. This one handled by Strable at the 10. He's right up the middle to the 30. Hit hard at the 27, and he finally got up to the 32 before he was finally put down, and a hit made on by Spittler. He's not going to be happy. We talked to Bob, and he indicated that his son has had some interest from some collegiate
some recruiters
schools
have been
as
around.
Far as collegiate recruiters for kicking, but they said he can't play linebacker if he kicks because they don't want to risk having their kicker get hurt, and I'm not sure Nate's going to be happy if he can't do that. First and 10, the ball on the 31. Back to pass Dysart. He lobs it up in the air, complete at the 40 of Bowling Green. Delaney got outran, and that doesn't happen very often, but Chad Hiley beat him, and a beautiful lob pass that just softly nestled right into his grasp. And it's a Salina first down in Bowling Green territory, and the Bulldogs, as if to say, they're hardly out of commission right now.
So that's what we have been led to believe, that Trent Dysart to Chad Hiley, he's the one that goes deep, and they picked up 25 quick yards there. You're right, it was a nice pass.
Big third down play. Dysart over center, takes the snap, hand off, there's Strable. Again, it's a good fake, and Dysart kept the ball, and he plunged through to the 25. That'll be good for a first down. And Salina answering back very quickly. Less than a minute has elapsed since Bowling Green scored to take that 7-0 lead, and Salina is already threatening to erase Bowling Green's hard-won margin. First and 10, ball on the Bobcat 26 now, and Dysart looks confident right now. He's got his three wideouts again. Good protection, fires it downfield. Man, wide open. The pass was way underthrown and caught by Brett Bacher, but if the pass had been in the numbers, he might have gotten another 10 yards because there was no Bobcat within 5 yards of him.
He caught it on his knees, but you're right. There wasn't anybody in the neighborhood. He'd have picked up another 10 or 15 yards if the ball's not underthrown.
But it is enough to move the chains again, a 10-yard pickup, and it is now first and 10 from the 15. And it's a little bit scary because this quarterback looks potent. Dysart is going to try again, back to pass. This time he's got protection, lobs it in the end zone, touchdown! Delaney had his man covered, but then at the last moment, a good cut made by Hiley, and he got open in the left corner of the end zone and hauled in the 15-yard scoring pass. And when you give a combination like that much time to operate, you're asking for trouble. And that happened on this occasion, and it is now 7-6, Bowling Green. And Hiley, who just caught the touchdown pass, will try to convert. Now let's see whether the scouting report was good. Kick is up. Didn't look so bad to me. He drilled it right through. They'll make it three of their last 10 now.
All they do is flip the upright.
All right. 4:59. That drive took all of a minute and 53 seconds. And Salina has tied the ball game with 4:59 to go in the first. Crow breaks through on first and 10. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and dragged down at the 2. The tackle made on the play by Todd Steinbruner, number 16, but Jason Grove goes for 39 yards on first down.
So the Bobcats showing the propensity to strike quickly and don't seem to be a bit intimidated by the quick Salina score.
And there's a handoff over the touchdown, Mercer. It's 13-7 Bowling Green. They have gone back on top with a minute 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. Handoff. McMurray's got a big hole, the 40, 35, 30.
One man
broke
to
a
beat.
Tackle, the 20. He might go all the way to the 10, the 5, and he's over. Did they give him the touchdown, or did they say he went out of bounds? He's out of bounds on the 1 yard line. 47 yards by McMurray, and Bowling Green continues to sting Salina with long rushes from scrimmage. Just a gaping hole there.
He got around the corner, and they really only had one man to beat, and then he got around him, but then another Salina defender came from all the way across the field, got the angle on him, and knocked Mick out of bounds on the 1 yard line. So first and goal on the one, 10:56 to go in the half.
Kicker Spittler was sure it was a touchdown. He had somebody throw him his tee out there, and he was on his way on the field, but they placed it on the half yard line. Another sneak touchdown by Carpenter. And it's 20-7 Bowling Green here in the second quarter. Dysart, he's being blitzed, and Spittler got him in the backfield. Hurled him to the turf at the 15, and Bowling Green is now set up for the second straight time, a third and long, long, long yardage situation for Salina. And it's one thing to have a good deep passing game, but it's another thing when you've got to continually convert third and 20. Third and 23 to be exact here. They tried to set up a screen and everything worked according to plan. Dysart just saw the blitzers coming in on them and he thought, hey, this is working. All I got to do is put it over their head. Trouble is, there wasn't anybody to take the pass.
Oops.
Forgot one thing. Dysart back to throw on third and 23. Fires it up. Delaney picks it off at the 30. He's got an open lane. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Bowling Green, 27-7 now. He returned it 37 yards. And the Bobcats are threatening to make this a rout.